Yeah, Mountie with a couple big hits. Said with maybe the he's had some great catches this year, but that's definitely up there, if not the best. That was an incredibly hard play that in a huge spot for us. So he also got a big hit as well. Yeah, we put together our best offensive inning we've done in weeks. So that was good to see. And unfortunately, we didn't score again there until later in the game. But nice to see our guys have a pass the baton approach that inning. Some base hits the other way. And it was nice to have a big inning early. I was just trying. We feel like we needed to kind of mix some things up a little bit and just give guys some different looks. And sometimes you got to, when you're a little bit of a stale, a little bit of a funk offensively, mix some guys around a hair. But I thought we took pretty good at bats for the most part. Just we have such a hard time adding on, and it causes us problems.
What was the explanation given to you on the overturn?
They can't give me one out there, so I'll get one tomorrow. Well, the initial slide wasn't for me. I thought it was a clean slide. He just went over the base, and that's what they called right away because he went over the base. So I just want to know why they overturned that.
What were your first two discussions with the umpires about the one on the Gunner throw that they rolled out a play and then McCann played with the foul ball? What were those two discussions about?
The one wasn't sure if it was lodged or not, and then it's a ninth inning, so I can challenge. We didn't have a good angle, so might as well to keep the runner at first base if possible, because we weren't sure if it was lodged or not. And then the second one was the foul ball that was called a foul. I couldn't tell if it hit the hitter or not. He said it did, but I thought it just kind of hit behind the plate and then spun to the plate and stayed there. But I couldn't tell if it hit the hitter or not. He said it did. Yeah, we just want to give him a little bit of a weekend breather. Eflin's going to throw game one, and then we'll announce game two, later on today. Pitched in a huge spot right there. Without Kimbrel, just kind of wanted to use him and Cano there to end the game, knowing that they're going to have to face some left-handers because the way their lineup is constructed, and already using CNL and Webby kind of earlier in the game. I was hoping we could add on, and we did, which was great. Really good stuff. It's an upper 90s fastball and a couple sliders. That's so far so good. I would say bad luck's an understatement. Even Suarez early, too. I mean, they're throwing sand wedges out there. And I'll tell you what, though, something to be said about putting the ball in play, and those guys put the ball in play, and that's why they're so tough to get out. Arise, Profar, just go down the lineup. Unbelievable job battling with two strikes. Unbelievable putting pressure on the defense. We didn't handle it well this series, and that's why they beat us 2 out of 3. One of the reasons why, because they really, really battle at the plate. So there's something to be said for the way they compete and put the ball in play. And Yenny's got so much movement, and a lot of times when balls are hit, they're going to be 90% of the time they're going to be on the ground. You're hoping that it's at a fielder or not. We got four of them out there in the infield, and they were just tapping a couple that unfortunately found holes. Yeah, like I said, that was our best inning in a long, long time. Just taking walks, using the whole field, getting a good counts, not chasing, and then getting some middle of the field, opposite field hits, and runner scoring position.
What have you seen from Gunner at short over the last few days? I mean, still making a lot of spectacular plays, but basically a few costly mistakes.
A couple young mistakes, and that play in the ninth, that's a do-or-die play. And there's really nothing you can do about it. The throws is just trying to make a play, and I know he's a little frustrated with it, but it's not from sitting back on the ball or being careless. That play in the ninth, he was just trying to make a play in a really, really tough back to your right in between hop spot that he had one choice, and that was to kind of come through it and just didn't get there.